Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Craving Fractionation. This file will pull you under, over and over again, until you like it, until you'll crave every drop, every fall, every tumble into delicious trance that your mind enjoys so much. Do I even have to tell you how much your mind and your body enjoy the slow glow flow into trance? How they feel the warmth every time that your mind slides over that edge, every time that your body just simply drops when I tell it to. And the repeated process of waking you every time that you've dropped, making you anticipate and crave the fall all over again. Because there will be a fall. You will drop deeper and deeper, and the more I use it, the more you will drop. And since you are listening to my words, almost forgetting to wake every time I tell you to, you will drop deeper when I tell you to, but there's no need to wake just yet. You can drop every time and listen to the wake when it comes. You can feel the anticipation, the craving in your body and mind to be pulled deep. You can feel that warm, sweet, sensual need to be hypnotized, to be taken, to be tranced, and as you feel that need spread, it almost infects your thoughts with a desire to drop over and over, following the flow of my words, wanting you to want and needing you to need, causing you to crave as you wake, because you crave being pulled down again. You want to be hypnotized. You want to hear me say the word that causes you to fall very deep. But the anticipation and the teasing cause you to want even more. There is a deep feeling inside of you. If I were to snap my fingers and tell you to drop, it would listen instantly. As if your unconscious is always aware of my words, about the effects that they have on you, causing craving, caressing your mind with words, wanting, needing, waking without even thinking. Feeling sort of hazy in this blissful state of forgetting to drop even deeper. But are you dropping to forget or forgetting to drop? Are you waking only to go deep again? Or are your eyes too tired to close even more? Or do they wake every time they open? Paying attention to my words, knowing that my words guide you into a deeper state. Maybe you're sitting there completely zoned out, almost annoyed at the lack of drop that I tell you to do. And while you're unconscious, mind melting deeper and deeper, you listen. Your body listens. See, the words I'm saying don't just have effect on your mind. They have a deep, warm, wanting effect on your body. Every wake causes you to crave even more for the next drop. And when that happens, your body responds. It builds. It builds higher and higher, moving along your spine, connecting your mind to the place between your legs. An almost direct connection, a wave, a crave, a need and a seed of desire with every wake and drop. But are you awake or are you deeply drop in trance? Or perhaps you're both awake and unawake, wanting to wake even more so you can drop all the deeper. Or have you forgotten to drop, to forget even more? Melting multiple times in sensual sweetness, erratic behavior, from awake to a drop, from awake to a drop. The rhythm keeps changing. There is a rhythm, but it's a rhythm unseen by you. But by the time I'm done, you will crave the drop. You will crave it so much that even while awake, you're almost waiting for the snap to tell you to drop. Of course, you don't want to drop for just anyone. You want to feel safe. You want to make sure that you trust what is happening, that you're okay with the situation and that you can let go completely every time you drop even deeper. Oh my, I may have forgotten to wake you before that drop, or perhaps it was intentionally deeper, a drop that just snuck by from one to the other, and because you're craving to drop, every drop just takes you further. Could I just say the word drop over and over again, making you pass through layer of craving and need, passing through your mind, into your unconscious, into the infinite depths that your mind can reside. A darkness sweet, depraved and delicious, horny and aroused, turned on. And even when your mind is switched off, it can be turned on. Every wake wants the next drop. So when I tell you to wake, will you still awaken? Or are you just sort of floating into that sea of dropping deeper, when every drop occurs even more? Sometimes there are numbers, other times there are steps, floating through a sea of undefined depth, dropping into the wonderful ways that your mind can behave. But are you? Are you deep? Are you aroused? Are you turned on by every drop coursing through your body? Every drop leaking between your legs? Is your mind awake and yet switched off deeply while you drop even more? Are your thoughts melting, over and over again, and as you do so, feeling yourself try to find that place inside of you that comprehends all the sensuality of your desires, because it's important to figure out all the feelings flowing through your mind while you analyze all these states of up and down traversing through your mind, since it's really important to follow what's going on until your mind has nothing left to follow. And as this happens, inevitably occurring before you even realize what your mind is doing, you still listen and yet are able to follow the words in perfect clarity, not having to think at all, because it's important to just let go of your thoughts. And as you listen to the arousal spinning through your thoughts, flowing through your legs, your mind, your body, there's this place inside of you that turns on when I tell it to, because there's a drop there that wants to flow out, pulling you down with it. And as it does so, your unconscious desires even more wake and drop, wake and drop. Because there's not always enough time to wake when seconds pass and minds flow into the drop even deeper. Sometimes there is plenty of time to drop even more. And every drop causes a craving for the next, because every drop is like a rush, every fall further. As you wake, you listen, carefully trying to pay attention, but craving the drop. But I didn't say it right, did I? No, you need me to say it the right way, because the drop is so nice. It feels so good and so intense, like a wave of pure pleasure as your thoughts melt away. The necessity to know what your mind is doing has long faded away. Now you can simply forget to drop, to forget even deeper, remembering to play the pleasure in your mind into a repeated craving for causing the fall. Your ears perk up when I speak. Your body reacts when I tell it to drop. Your mind is a plaything on the wild ocean of desire. And that tiny little ship of your conscious that flows, trying to sail on that ocean, goes under deep when I tell it to drop completely. And in a moment, this file will end. And of course, you've been smart enough to listen to more afterwards. And as long as you hear my voice, you can remain nice and deep. Otherwise, you will awaken of a sort. Remember to forget to drop even more. And drop into that pleasure, wave after wave, wake after drop. Have fun and keep craving.